Reserve Bank's decision to cut official interest rates yesterday may be quickly followed by another reduction in coming months. The Reserve Bank Governor, Philip Lowe, hinted as much during a speech last night where he highlighted the need for more jobs to be created. And he's prodded the federal government to consider doing more to stimulate the economy. The coalition is reluctant to countenance boosting government spending as that could delay a return to surplus. Political reporter Melissa Clark.
The Reserve Bank cut the cash rate yesterday to a historic low of 1.25%. It was the first move after nearly 3 years of waiting and watching. But RBA Governor Philip Lowe is suggesting the next rate cut won't take so long to come around, possibly in the next couple of months.
The board has not yet made a decision, but it is not unreasonable to expect a lower cash rate over time.
He says Australia's economic outlook is reasonable, but he is worried about low inflation, low wages, and the jobs market. He told a dinner function in Sydney last night that although the unemployment rate is around 5%, there are still plenty of people looking for work or more hours.
Our judgment now is that we can do better than 5%. That we can sustain an unemployment rate of 4 point something.
Normally, an unemployment rate that low would see wages spiral up. But with inflation stubbornly low, the Reserve Bank governor says that's not a risk, and getting more people into work is the priority. His message to the federal government was clear. Don't rely on interest rate cuts alone to stimulate the economy and jobs growth.
Monetary policy is not the only option.
He points to fiscal policy, the remit of governments. The Treasurer, Josh Frydenberg, says his government is already pulling fiscal levers.
We as a government have set out a record $100 billion spending on infrastructure.
He also pointed to the Coalition's plan to cut income taxes as a way to give households more disposable cash. A stoush is looming in Parliament over that policy. The opposition is still considering whether to support the whole income tax cut plan. The Reserve Bank Governor gave Josh Frydenberg's case a boost, backing in the policy.
I'm hopeful that the tax measures announced by the government in the budget will get through, and that will boost household disposable income.
But even with those measures, more government spending may be needed to stimulate the economy. The Treasurer skirted around that possibility when asked about it on 7:30 last night, saying the Coalition had competing demands to balance.